Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prenzing Show. We're having a special show today. Normally we have our show on Wednesdays, but we're doing another show today on Monday. And as always, I'm streaming here from Colorado, and my guest today is from Florida area. And again, it is the Prenzing Show. I'll spell that for the listeners who are new to the show. It's P like Peter Pan, R-I-N-Z like zebra, I-N-G. So it's not the printing show. We're not in the newspaper business. There is no such thing anymore. That's why we're not doing that. So welcome once again. The Prenzing Show is always about helping others, promoting other people's businesses, and we make excuses. If there aren't any there, we will make them to make good news. So I'd like to think of the Prenzing Show as the antithesis of CNN. So if you want to listen to the Prenzing Show, you can make sure that there will be no crappy, icky, yucky, poopy kinds of news. All the news that we will have here on the show is good. So today, I would like to tell you a few words about my guest today before we bring her on. Her name is Dr. Allison J, like Jaybird, J-K, and she is the founder of the Chakra Flow Energy Medicine System. So it's always fun to have guests on who have their own kind of a thing or method, of course, as I do. And those of you who know the Prenzing Show know that my method for the past 25 years is the Prenzing Method, and I can be reached at theprenzingmethod.com. And Dr. K has all kinds of, holistic health kind of tricks in her bag, as I do. Her system, interestingly enough, was developed and sort of birthed, in a sense, from her extensive time living in Asia. And mine, of course, I didn't go anywhere. Mine was all just here in Colorado. So let me give you listeners a few tidbits about what kinds of great topics we're going to talk about in a minute that Dr. K is an expert at, I would say. She's uses kind of these following modalities. I would say Qigong, yoga, energy clearing. Now, this is my most favorite one. I think I'm going to ask her about this in a minute as my very first question. Vibrational upgrades. I'd love that. I think we all need those because I think the planet is on a downgrade, and we'll talk about that and see how we can get ourselves a vibrational upgrade as we, this, I want to say community, but more like culture, I think is a better word, is obsessed with upgrades. So hopefully this will be a different kind of an upgrade we can get. Dr. K also does mind-body healing. And as the listeners know, I've always switched mine because I'm biased to body-mind healing. Of course, they are sort of the same, but what leads what is kind of a question. Dr. K also works with discovering kind of your desires, creating abundance, and making people happy and healthy. So we hope that one of us can help the listeners in some way or another. So let's welcome Dr. K to the show. Are you there, Dr. K?
I am. Hi there, Marlene. Thank you for having me on. It's a great pleasure to be here with the vibrational upgrade to offer.
Yeah. Should we start there? Because I just think that's the best phrase I've ever heard of.
Oh, right on. Thanks for the feedback. I'll keep using it. I love the warm reception to it because, yeah, people are so hungry for this kind of an upgrade, and you're getting it right from the start. My energy field apparently clears people just from people being given access to it, whether I'm in person with you or at a distance. Before I even do any of the more active, more tangible, even though I'm working in subtle energy, it's still more obvious when I say tangible energy clearings that and activations that are more familiar with probably many of the listeners for vibrational upgrades. The field alone that I cultivated and I continue to, on a daily basis, just live in these high energies and high frequencies, but I've been using practices for 23 years now that really... My first book is What If There's Nothing Wrong? And so What If There's Nothing Wrong is in and of itself the essence of all of my work. The vibrational upgrade is, so let me give an example. I was in a store talking with a woman about some other stuff and getting updated. And after about 10 minutes, she exclaimed, "Oh, my God, my ear is just unblocked." And we hadn't been talking about any blocking in her ears. And so it was just like an interrupter right in the middle of it. And I looked at her quizzically, and she just continued as I wanted her to. And she said, she came back from, or had come back from a trip like 6 months prior to our talk. And her ears have been blocked, and she tried everything, and she was working in a metaphysical store surrounded by healers, and just by us talking and her being in my field, it had cleared her ears from the blockage in the ear cavity. So you're receiving that now, and anybody who listens to this, whether it's now or the recording, is receiving it just from being in my field. And so the vibrational upgrade is reminding you, it's not even, you had said it in your intro, Marlene, about helping make people happy, and for sure. I mean, that's what spreads, that's what gives me more joy, to be able to spread more joy. But it's also really activating and reminding the frequencies within you that, and within me, within each of us, that are already wired within us for our own innate state of well-being and joy. That, as you said, our CNN-dominated society is completely taken out of. And my work and work like folks like yours and other what I don't want to say, guests you probably had on your show and colleagues of mine, all are about bringing us out of that mind-dominated world that's based on fear and bringing us over to the reminders of our innate being's essence. And it's not, these words may sound loaded or may sound hard to access your everyday experience to my being, but, I mean, anytime that you have a thought and you follow the fear-based thought and you get down a train of thought that doesn't help you feel joy or comfortable, then you're being taken out of your being. So it's a very day-to-day approach, yeah.
Well, that brings me to something interesting. I've had a couple of other guests kind of mention this, and everybody's coming from a different vantage point, but perhaps getting to the same end result in a sense. It was a manifestation kind of a life coach who used the phrase sending thought energy and being conscious about what the thought energy is, whether you feel it or receive it or think it, in a sense. So you definitely, I'm going to say definitely, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, you do long distance transferences.
That's a good word.
Because I was going to say healing, and yet it seems different than that. It seems different. So tell me about if that matches what your experience is of what you're doing.
So I am located, as you said, in Florida. This is where my parents moved to years ago. And so when I came back from another trip overseas, where I lived overseas more in Western Europe and the Middle East, I came to Florida, where I had been living in the States prior to that with San Francisco. So then from Florida, when I was teaching in the public school system and developing my energy healing on the side as a part-time business, I then moved to Asia to study the source of energy. And so after the 10 years, I came back here now 5 years ago. And so I'm in Florida, but still about 45% of my client base comes from around the world, and I do sessions with them on Skype. And I do tons of interviews like what we're doing now. And so when you say transference, there's, and Marlene, this is such an interesting area to talk about because of the changes that are going on in the field of quote-unquote energy healing and energy medicine as it is today, because it's not so much, again, like I don't go by healer, even because it's like the old school shamanistic teachings, and I'm not saying the paths of becoming a shaman and studying with a shaman today are about this, but the old Native American shamans, not in the South and Central American medicine women and men, they would, one of the techniques, and I just recently had someone from a Canadian tribe, actually, in one of my workshops this past year, he came from the tradition that when they do a healing, they suck the quote-unquote poison, whatever the toxicity is, whether it's a chronic pain or a disease or a thought form or an emotional disturbance, out of the body, in the area of the body that it's located in. And with their own being, they then purge it out of themselves, the shaman does, or the medicine woman or man does. And so that, to me, and to some of my most cutting-edge colleagues, are in agreement, is old school. In that, and even still, when I teach my modality, chakra flow energy medicine, to my students, there is still a learning curve because we're all walking in and by people and we're able to absorb, and we do absorb their field. Like, Marlene, if you're just walking by somebody and you have a brief conversation with them and you leave feeling tired more than you did before, that means that they took some energy from you. That means that they're a lower vibration or a lower energy than you because of their typical tone, emotions created from their emotions and their thoughts that are the most typical day-to-day energy they have. Yeah, so we're always absorbing other people's energy, and it's typically the higher vibration and trains the lower vibration up to the higher vibration, which is why you're getting and how you're getting a vibrational upgrade, assuming that yours is lower than mine. And it's not meant to be presented hierarchical or in a better than or less than way. I'm just using these dualistic terms, so please forgive me for presenting it in a way that could be taken that way. It's not meant that way. So the absorption that happens, like I look at it, there's discussion in my field about practices like in pranic healing, they'll take a combination of alcohol with lavender essential oil in a spray bottle, and they'll spray their arms up to their elbows, their hands up to their elbows. I don't do anything like that. I know that the energy that I am opened and attuned to is flowing down through my crown chakra, then through my third eye chakra, then through my throat chakra, and then through my heart chakra, out my arms and hands. And it's a one-way flow, and it's going out through the client on into their chakras and undoing entangled foundational energy patterns. It's not that I'm then taking back into me their entangled energy pattern. It's a one-way flow. But what does seem to happen is if I'm in a room, I'm in my healing studio with enclosed in the room with a client, I can, if they're really upset, just as a human being, end up over time. Like, I'm just coming off of 2 weeks of a quasi-vacation, and it's different. I feel different when I'm not fielding people, when I'm not receiving people in this way. So there's some kind of, I want to say, taking that happens. I don't know the word to use. There's some kind of absorption that happens. Yeah, but it's a transference word choice is interesting because that still brings in like that healer idea where I'm having something taken from me, but really I'm channeling a source that we all have access to, and that's in every living animate tree, water body, the heavens or the cosmos as they refer to it in the translation from Chinese to English. So there's this life force everywhere, and I'm just practiced and skilled and have intended this flow to increase through me. And I think that there's also some innate born characteristics in me that allow me to be more open to channeling it and accessing it and doing practices that help me to do that. But so there's a sense of a transference, yes, but it's only because the person themselves hasn't had the life path where they've been making the same kinds of choices as me. So it's like you go to a podiatrist or you go to a shoemaker because that's what their specialty is.
Yeah, yeah. So here's some other words that tell me how these might fit. I'm trying to get a big picture for the listeners here of understanding from a standing back standpoint, in a sense. So the other words I get, which I've never got before, but it's good to get new things. I have the word I have the word transference, transformational, transmutation, and transcendental.
Oh, wow. Aren't you fun?
That's what I get because I'm a channeler kind of person, and that's the information I get with regard to perhaps the holistic sense of what you're talking about. But tell me if I'm on the right track.
Well, you're funny because the four words are all ones that my team and I have played around with in creating marketing blurbs that could somehow possibly translate what I do to people.
Translate. That's another one.
They're all TR words, too, which is weird. So my understanding, and it's really, I love how aligned this conversation is. Thank you, universe. How does it get any better than this? I've been going through, isn't that happening to you more nowadays, where you just have, like, just the perfect conversations where you're both on the same track, or you don't really, I don't know, have like as many interactions with people that alignment isn't there with?
Yeah, I think this is something I think you've hit on that I've seen in your writings, that and I've seen it in a lot of people's writings, even Edgar Cayce, is that there's the time in this lifetime of this time, of whatever time we're in, people are either dying or they're getting it. I mean, they are. They're either dying or they're getting it. And that's either a metaphorical death, you know, where they're just whatever, or they're literally checking off. And I see that polarity more and more. Like, I get a call almost every day about someone's friend dying. I'm like, okay. Okay.
Yep. One of the creators of one of the energy medicines, or it's not energy medicine as much as it's a play with consciousness, he says, change or die. That's the nature of our time we're in right now. Yeah.
Well,
and so, and I know I watched someone dear who I love choose to die. And you are talking about whether it's metaphorical death or literal death. And we are, I mean, this is, I had a radio show myself for 2 years around 2012, December 21st. Voice America had asked me to come on and do a radio show to help debunk the myths around the Mayan calendar prediction of what December 21st, 2012 was about. And I've been translating and transferring to listeners and students and clients this information for years now about the nature of the times that we're in. It's humanity's biggest leap in our evolutionary, in our history ever of evolution. It's our biggest evolutionary leap ever. And so I know that when I first got back here and took my, what had been the part-time business of energy healing that I did while I was in Asia and studied more while I was in Asia, while I was still a full-time classroom teacher and administrator at an international school, full-time here, I started seeing clients with structural alignment happening all along the spine. And I was listening to colleagues all around the world talk at that time. This is now, I think, like around 2012. And they were dealing with the same thing. There were more pelvic and spinal and foot adjustments that were happening. Not like we're chiropractors by any means, but you could just see that the structural alignment within clients were requiring support. So I'll use yoga therapy in a session with somebody along with the energy medicine. So if they're having chronic pain in their hips or in their lower back, I'll do static stretching and some yoga postures with them and prescribe some along with the energy medicine in the second chakra, which is the relevant chakra there, to help open them up there and get the energy or the chi or the prana or the life force flowing. I bring all of this up, though, in response to the nature of our times is the biggest evolutionary leap we've ever made. So there's massive changes that are happening that frequently aren't understood because our society isn't focused in America and in the West on subtle energy. It's more focused on physical, tangible energy. And so there's a lot going on within our systems, that leaves people just perplexed as to what's happening. They'll go to doctors, look for a diagnosis. Doctor can't find anything. We'll come as close as they can and then either say, I can't find anything, or here, why don't you try this, because this might be what it is. And I hear cases of that all the time. And it's because there's a disturbance that's happening. The frequencies are so high. That's why they built the Mayan pyramids. The frequencies are so high. That's why they built the Mayan pyramids, to help the Earth harness the frequencies coming down from whatever the cosmos was predicted to be doing in December 21st, 2012. 2,000 years ago, the Mayans saw the alignments in the cosmos that were going to be coming. They built those triangular shapes to make the Earth be able to handle it. And so it's the frequencies are so high that the average person is living in such a dense state. Like if you look at the foods, like if they're eating potato chips or they're eating burgers, the dense, non-life-giving, non-life-force foods, and their thoughts are typically fear-based.
Yeah.
And they're dense. So just wrapping up the point, the idea of change or die, it's a metaphorical death for sure. In the transmutation, a heavy word in the energy medicine world, because it's more of a shamanistic term in that it's not the I liken transformation to a butterfly, and I liken transmutation to like a skin of a snake needing to be shed, and an entirely new skin is grown. So it's more a time that we're in a transmutation, and anything that's of the dense, heavy energy is being purged, which is why it's so unstable and chaotic and has been for a couple of years now. It's just starting to stabilize, even in beginning stages now.
Yeah. I have a funny side note with this. I was giggling when you were talking because it makes my throat even do this funny thing, because I was born a sensitive person, and you're speaking on that level, you know, of subtle energy and energy medicine and things that shift, I want to say, almost at a quantum level in a sense. And I all my whole life, I always would wish that I was a big, fat truck driver that ate hamburgers and didn't know any better.
Yep. Good on you for being aware of it.
It's just that quality that I, you know, that there is a sensitivity and we are affected, and what if you're living in it? It has the gift and the curse kind of a thing. I want to mention a class. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, there was a delay there. Must have been the subtle energies coming in trying to get us. I was going to mention that class that I am starting to teach, and it's completely based on this exact topic we're talking about, because it's been a theme with all of my clients for the past couple years and almost everyone I run into. So I'm teaching on Udemy.com, Udemy.com. It says teacher's platform for international teaching of any subject matter on the planet. And I'm teaching a class called Are You Self-Referral or Are You Object Referral? And it has to do with kind of this, right? And you get that from a clinical standpoint. But it has to do with giving energy away. It has to do with where your attention is. It has to do with who you are in yourself. And the subtitle to that class I'm teaching is the answer to this question will change your life. So if you want to elaborate on what you think I'm talking about with regard to what you said about energy and people taking energy, getting energy, keeping it for yourself, if you have any idea what I'm talking about.
I just did a workshop yesterday at a metaphysical church on trusting your inner guidance, and there are a lot of sensitives in the workshop. And I have been geared myself, Marlene, in the last year of work. It's part of why I actually formed the Chakra Flow Energy Medicine, because I have so many sensitives asking to understand energy more, to help have their wrongness turned into a strongness. It's one of the most common aspects of the work that I do. What has seemed, like you just said, to have been your curse actually gets uncovered to be your strongest tool and blessing and gift and magic. And so, there's so much of that going on our planet right now as we go through the shift of our country in particular. My What If There's Nothing Wrong book talks about this extensively, because I was living in Asia when I wrote it. I was in my 10th year at the time, and I was living in a hemisphere that put the invisible first and the visible second. That understood the power is in the invisible.
That.
Yeah. I mean, the yogic sages, they asked the question 5,000 years ago, they're asking the question, where do I have more power? Is it over the external world, object-oriented, as you're saying, or is it over the internal world? And so they obviously came up with the answer that created meditation and then the yogic practices. And so the idea of being able to understand the language of energy is something that is happening in our hemisphere more than the Eastern hemisphere. They're balancing out in different ways, I found, while I lived there and studied and looked at the cultural differences. And so people are opening up to their own sensitivity more as these higher frequencies activate those sensitivities even more. There's a lot of people who report tinnitus, and that's considered to be a symptom of being spiritually awakened to these higher frequencies, and you're starting to hear them. It's the ringing in the ears isn't only just possibly it's something beyond just something physical in the air canal.
Which
is what my entire system of chakra flow energy medicine is based on. It's the intersection of the chakras of mind, body, and spirit, and energy is all around us, and it's all through us, and we lock it down with our thoughts and emotions if they're fear-based, or we allow it to flow if we're open and receptive. And so you can just simply measure your level of receptivity to life with your levels of vitality. Do you have more than enough energy? And if you do, that means the choices you're making are really supporting you in growing in ways that honor your uniqueness if you're feeling low energy and lethargic, that means that you're shut down in certain areas of your life, and likely in our country, it's the choice of employment. You're shutting down parts of your being, that of energy that wants to be expressed and put and expand you and come forward. When you said grow or die, is that what you said? I said change or die. Did you say grow or die?
I think I said you either get it or you die. You're either going to get it or you're just going to die.
That's what I said. Okay, so the expansion, that what does a tree do? It grows up. What does a child do? It grows up. What does a tree do? It reaches out. What does a flower do? It grows and reaches out. What does a weed in between cement blocks do? It reaches up and grows up. Point taken. We are of the nature to expand, and our energy centers, that when they're looked at and measured with the Kirlian photography, you can see the vortices it's like a cyclone. Yeah, and the thinner part of the cyclone is closer to our body, and the wider part's away from our body. And it's expanding energy. And so if we're contracted around fear-based thoughts, then we contract that vortex from expanding our being out into the world. And so if you're low energy, you're closing yourself down from expressing your own uniqueness into the world. And that's what we're here to do.
Yeah.
More now than ever before.
Yeah. One statistic related, so I'll mention real quick, and then we'll close out and give the listeners our contact information, is there is a fact that 80%, that's one of those weird 80-20 rules, that 80% of the people are in the wrong job. And I just recently ran into what he calls himself a multitasking internet savant, and it's really true. And it is, right? And I finally ran into someone isn't that great? He will probably be the catalyst to my vision, is to flip that. So how do you flip that? Well, you have a thing on the box, I call it, the computer internet thing. Of course, I'm a computer stupid, so I'm glad to have someone who's going to help me. But what I want to do is flip it. I want to have a site where people can get on, and I will help them find their dharma or their life purpose. And then he'll provide the technical aspect for people, and people can swap jobs. We'll get people for training and HR involved. And I thought, well, what if all of a sudden 80% of the people loved their job? What would that do to the whole mindset and group think of the whole planet? So that was a little brandy.
That's exactly what I'm doing. That's exactly what I'm doing over here. Yeah. We can talk further. Yeah. Because so one way to contact me, and for the listeners who are feeling the big yes and want more exposure to this, this is too short of a program, and maybe I can come back on, or they can gain exposure through I have a free monthly call where I'm doing the more tangible clearings that I mentioned in the beginning of the call. I'm going up into people's fields, and I'm reprogramming the subconscious. So if there's a belief, I don't deserve to have what I want, I replace it with, I deserve to have what I want. And then I download the energy and the feeling of knowing. So one of the commands is, Creator, it is commanded, please, that you download the knowing how to go about their day-to-day lives, knowing they can have what they want. And that's the craziest thing, is that it's so tricky, that one belief, for a variety of different, smaller, much more hidden beliefs. I don't get what I want. He gets what he wants, like older brother, but I don't get what I want, or that is the favorite child, so I don't get what I want, or I have to work harder to get what I want, or I don't deserve to have what I want, or life is meant to be hard. You're not meant to get what you want. You're spoiled if you get what you want. There's this whole tyranny of hidden beliefs that happen. So people don't allow themselves to have what they want. 80% of the people are living jobs and lives that isn't what they want. So the Tuesday night call I do every Tuesday night from 9 to 10 is really with an advanced group of people, where you come on, I don't talk at all. I'm just doing an hour full of the clearings and the activations, and it's a group of people that are just really looking to expand their lives and want more. It's not just for depressed people or people looking to have help with sleep or anxious people.
Let's give them your website, too, before we run out of time here.
Okay.
Give them your website before we run out of time.
Allison, with one L, then the letter J, and then KAY.com. ALISONJKAY.com. AllisonJCA.com.
And I'll stream this too. It'll be on the text and Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And I'm going to sign off for now. And namaste to you.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Blessings right back, Marlene. It was fun. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. What a fabulous show. Signing off, it's Marlene Prinzing with The Prinzing Method. Thanks for joining us.